All right, so welcome everyone to the very first deep dive. We're going to be jumping headfirst into a topic that's, well, let's be honest, it's pretty complex, but also super relevant right now. Regulatory compliance in the online gambling world.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. Everyone's talking about online gambling, but not everyone thinks about all the stuff happening behind the scenes to, you know, keep it legal and above board.
Exactly. And that's where today's focus comes in. A company called INSIC.
Okay, yeah, INSIC. They're doing some really interesting stuff, trying to solve some, well, pretty high stakes problems, but like for the digital age, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And we're going to be, we're diving deep into some material from INSIC itself.
Sounds good. I'm ready to get into it.
All right. So they describe themselves as providing identification services and compliance solutions.
Okay. On the surface, that sounds a bit, you know, a bit dry.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's way more interesting than it sounds.
Okay. So set the stage for us. What's INSIC really all about?
So basically what they're doing is building the infrastructure for safe and legal online gambling, primarily in Germany.
Okay.
It's really quite a big job, actually. We're talking about things like age verification, preventing fraud, making sure there are safeguards in place to prevent gambling addiction, and even connecting to government systems to monitor everything.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
And get this, they offer over 50 different services and solutions.
50. Okay, so they're clearly a pretty major player in this whole world.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of stuck on how it all actually works. Like,
yeah.
In practice, they mentioned this thing called a workflow management system, and I'm really curious about how that affects the, you know, the actual user experience.
Right. So think of it this way. Imagine you're a new user, right? You're signing up for an online casino. Now, instead of having to fill out a ton of forms and wait forever for verification, INSIC system does all that in the background automatically.
So you can, what, like just start playing right away?
Exactly. Get to explore the site, get familiar with everything, all while they're taking care of the boring but necessary stuff behind the scenes. It makes the onboarding process much smoother, you know, way less frustrating for the user.
That makes sense. And it sounds like it would be good for business too, like get people engaged faster, right?
Exactly. In fact, INSIC actually points out that their solutions can help companies reduce their time to market, meaning they can launch weeks or even months earlier than they would without these systems in place.
Wow. So we're talking a potential for like millions in additional revenue just because they're able to get up and running faster.
Yeah, pretty much. So you can see how compliance actually becomes a competitive edge.
Okay, that's a really interesting way to think about it. Now, there were a couple things they mentioned that I wasn't familiar with. Systems called Lugus and Oasis. What are those all about?
Ah, yes. Those are actually key parts of the regulatory framework, specifically in Germany. So Lugus basically acts as a central hub, kind of like a watchdog. It monitors all gambling transactions, you know, looking for any potential issues, flagging anything that looks suspicious.
So it's like a real-time analysis of all the activity, looking for patterns that might indicate problem gambling.
Yeah, exactly. And then Oasis, that's a separate system, but also very important. It focuses on blocking access for people who have who've decided to self-exclude from gambling. So it's like a safety net for people who are struggling, you know?
Wow. So they're using data science for a really human purpose, you know, trying to identify potential harm and actually do something about it.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful stuff, but it is also incredibly complex.
Oh, I can imagine. Just thinking about like the volume of data they're dealing with, millions of transactions happening in real time.
Right. And then you have to analyze all that for risky behavior and decide what action to take.
All while respecting user privacy and data security. That's a huge responsibility.
Absolutely.
I noticed that they really emphasize using one authorized, secure, and mature IT system. Why is that so important?
Well, I think the main reason is it's all about simplifying compliance.
Right. That makes sense.
So by offering one complete comprehensive solution, INSIC, well, they basically eliminate the need for companies to work with a bunch of different vendors and try to integrate all those different systems themselves.
Oh, so it's like a one-stop shop for making sure you're following all the rules.
Exactly. It streamlines everything, makes it way easier to stay on top of all the regulatory stuff, which, you know, can be super complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So we've talked about the tech side of things, but all this automation, doesn't that make it like a bit impersonal? How do they make sure there's still a human touch, you know, while still being compliant?
That's a great question, and it kind of brings us to another really important part of what NSYNC does, building trust. See, their content creation process, it's not just, you know, slapping something together and putting it out there. They involve a whole team, from technical experts to translators, and then there's a final review process to make sure everything is accurate and clear.
So they're taking it really seriously.
They are. And that level of rigor, I think, is really crucial when you're dealing with, you know, sensitive user data and all the legal requirements. It shows they're committed to being transparent and accountable.
Right. So they're not just building technology. They're building, like, confidence in that technology.
Exactly.
Okay. So it sounds like NSYNC is really at the forefront of this whole world, shaping the future of online gambling in a way that, well, in a way that balances compliance with user experience and trust. It's a company to watch, I think, especially as online industries in general just keep evolving. And speaking of evolution, that actually brings me to something I wanted to mention before we wrap up. As you might have guessed, we're using AI tools ourselves in this deep dive. The intention is to, you know, kind of streamline original NSYNC content to make it accessible to a wider audience.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully this gave you a little bit of a glimpse into their world and all the really complex challenges they're tackling. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.